Steve Butella here. Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. Today, I talk with our senior manager for Land Academy, Aaron Spence, and catch up with what matters to our current Land Academy members. Hello, Aaron.
Hi.
So, do you have any good stories? Or I have to tell you this funny story first.
If you go on
YouTube, right at the top is our Land Academy show. And I was, you know, like I always do every week, I just go in there, see what's going on, see if our numbers are good. And they are, but it struck me as funny because it's like Jill and me, me and strange blonde girl.
That's awesome. I love it. Maybe that's why it got so many views.
Yeah, because it was really kind of a smash hit of last week, so that could be why.
That's really funny. I love it.
So, do you have a good story or a really bad story about what's gone on this week? What's the, what's the kind of flavor of what's happening?
You know, I've been talking a lot to members this week. I've been working a lot on the live event this week. But I wanted to tell you first, I was opening our mail this morning in the office, and we got a neighbor letter from one of our members. And it was actually really cool to see. I've never actually seen one of our neighbor letters. They put a little pen in it. It was kind of nice. But I feel like it was a testament to what we were talking about last week, that it really is all about timing.
Yeah.
We mailed this place. I looked it up. We mailed them like years and years ago. And the owners of the property that they were advertising owned the property then. So they didn't want to sell to us then. And whatever it was about this person, it was finally time.
It's not saturated out there at all. You know, if you think it's too late to get in, it's not at all.
Absolutely.
And what a neighbor letter is about, by definition, is, and this works like magic. If you own a piece of property, you buy a piece of property well, like this is what this show is all about, and you post it for sale, one of the things that you should be doing consistently is taking a look at who owns property or, around that property and sending them a letter saying, hey, here's an off-market deal. You're obviously interested in the area. You own these properties or you own a property. Take a look at this one. I bet you for sure it's cheaper than what you paid for yours. And those neighbor letters are incredibly successful. So successful that our members have asked us to create a way to automate this on ParcelFact, where you can just kind of draw a mile radius around the property that you own in the center, download all the data, and send it right to O2O and automatically send a letter of interest. And we'll probably release that in November-ish of 2019, possibly December, but I've looked at the prototypes already. This is like the late October, and it's amazing. It takes a lot to impress me from a tech standpoint, especially the stuff that we develop. And it'll be an amazing tool. It'll take the headaches out of doing neighbor letters.
Definitely. I have to say, with our mailer, we were looking at a property that just came in, and it looked, you know, it doesn't have direct access. We were still going to move forward on it, but I was in Title Pro clicking around, and sure enough, every single person around is the same person in the same trust. So there's our sellers.
That's excellent.
Our buyers.
That's awesome. You mean like a property that you're buying, mm-hmm. actually?
Yep.
So Aaron, for you listeners, Aaron has, as we encourage all of our people to have, a side business buying and selling land. So, and she's doing great. She's doing so well that Jill and I have decided to like fund all the property that she wants from a deal funding standpoint. So it's a win-win.
It's awesome. Very excited.
And you don't have to put any of your own money in. That's the coolest
Very
part.
Helpful. Definitely awesome.
So what else is going on with Land Academy members this week? What are they concerned about? Is it just more of the same, or is it anything new?
It's kind of a little different. We have an influx of new members who are really experienced in this business, which isn't new, but I feel like a lot of the calls I've been on lately, and then just our new members in general, are very in real estate in some way, mostly with rentals. So a lot of the people that we've been talking to, can kind of come in and tell us, you know, areas we can improve on, which is really cool. I already have notes all from this week about people, you know, needing to make chapters more clear, maybe like have guides to chapters, different cheat sheets, things like that. So it's really cool to have these people come in who maybe have like been through other programs too and can give us kind of advice on
That's
it.
That's great.
Yeah, definitely.
Does anything come to mind? Actual comments?
Making like a chapter cheat sheet is a big one, you know, because I know what's in every single chapter. We all do. I can tell you exactly where to go for, you know, X topic. But I definitely understand, especially when people are trying to rewatch and go review, that it's hard and you don't want to go through every chapter to
try to
figure it out.
That's a great idea. So cheat sheet or like notes, you mean?
Like kind of like
chapter notes?
Yeah, like what's covered in each chapter, just kind of the topics.
That's easy.
Yeah, totally. I'm sure any of us could just rattle it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then other things are like data pull cheat sheets, which I actually made one last year, but we never really did anything with it. So we're definitely going to put that in and just kind of like quick reference things mm-hmm. that would definitely be helpful. I feel like I pushed back a little on that for a while, kind of being, you know, just rewatch the program. It's all in there. But I mean, I feel like I'm trying to be more empathetic, and I do understand yeah. that it is a lot of information, and there are some little things we can do that can definitely make it more user-friendly.
Does it help that you're kind of in the business now?
Yeah.
Definitely, different perspective?
Definitely does, yeah. Even, like, I've had to look back on a few little things, and it's, yeah, it would definitely be helpful to have those items.
So we've got this live event coming up. I'm not sure when this show is going to actually air. It possibly will air after the live event's done, but we have it coming up. Have we sold all the seats? Is it sold out?
We actually have one left. Wow. So.
One seat?
Yeah, one seat left. And I'm pretty sure Jill sold it. We're waiting for the guy to check out today.
What's been the, you know, this is our second annual Land Academy live event here in Hermosa Beach. You know, the second time's always easier. So what's been different, or is it harder? I don't know.
I mean, I have to say that I'm very glad I'm in this business and not in event planning.
Me too.
Yeah. This year, I handled more of like overseeing the venue and that kind of a thing, which I didn't do as much last year. Last year, I did more of like just the content and things. And I miss that a lot. Handling all the venue and food and everything is kind of awful, but I mean, it's fun too. But I mean, like having, we have templates for everything already, and we kind of know what we're doing, and we figured out, you know, guest speakers pretty early on and things like that, which has been really helpful.
Yeah. I mean, my biggest concern about the second, we learned so much from the first one. Mm-hmm. First of all, we had two the first year, beginner and a intermediate / advanced, and we did away with that entirely. So it's just one event. Mm-hmm. And we took our most successful advanced members and asked them to speak, and all of them said yes immediately.
Yeah.
That was my concern.
I was too, yeah.
So, which, you know, it takes a ton of pressure off of Jill and I. You know, it puts us in an MC situation versus a college professor situation. And I'm half attendee and half MC now, because I learn from these guys too. You probably will too.
Absolutely. Oh, they bring so much to the table. Even, you know, listening in our advanced calls, I learn things every week from these people, and right. they all come up with new ways to do things, and it's great.
So give us a profile of some of the properties that you're buying and what you expect to sell them for and things like that.
Yeah, so we targeted 5 to 20 acre parcels, and should I say what we priced them at?
I
won't do location.
I would just leave the location out.
Okay, so we priced them at $125 an acre. Right now, Jill's actually running to the bank to grab a check for one that they're deal funding. We expect to sell that one for, I think that my brother priced them, but I think he priced it at $13,000.
Excellent. You guys are pricing on the sell side too. What'd you buy? What'd you pay for it?
$1,300.
So 10 times.
And that's conservative pricing for
that's
sure.
That's wholesale.
Yeah, definitely. And even that, we're going to revisit it, because I think we could even go higher at wholesale based on that county.
You know, because you've worked here for so long, and we have, you know, all kinds of history, you're kind of here from the beginning with Land Academy, and in some ways Land Stay. I've been really watching like how you guys are doing this, and I think you've got, in this first mailer, between $50,000 and $80,000 of profit, and you're just—I think you can do it all over again the second time.
Definitely, we want to hit the same county, like we talked about before. Hit the same county, just up the acreage.
Different sizes.
Yep.
I would even go so far as, and I'm happy to help you. And this is because this is what we do. When you have a successful scenario like this, you just hit all the surrounding counties and really just pull the stops out.
Definitely.
How big was that? How big was the first mailer?
It was 9,000 units.
And you got like 11 properties?
Mm-hmm.
And is it kind of over, or do you expect more?
We're still kind of having some things roll in. We have a couple of people who are now contacting us with bigger deals. My brother just got a call this morning about a big deal that I haven't talked to you about. But so it's definitely still happening, which is really sweet.
I mean, this is a perfect use of our time, Jill and I. We obviously have our own operation, and it does very well, both houses and land. But it's so much easier for us to leverage our money and just a small amount of time and invest in other people, and some in our members or whomever. In this case, it's an employee member, because it's a lot easier for us to write checks and then collect half than it is for us to do all the work write the check and do all the work. So that's the whole idea behind deal funding.
Definitely.
And it's working.
It really is. I think I've talked about it before, but it's definitely helped our members get so far ahead too. You know, I see new members that send out more mail that they never would have been able to. And it's awesome to see, just from, like, you know, my standpoint of, you know, I'll have a sales call with someone and then 3 weeks later I see them doing deal funding, and it's incredible.
Right. I mean, that's the whole premise of HouseTank.com and LandTank.com too. I was shocked at how many houses got picked up.
I was too.
Shocked.
I was not ready for that too.
One of the big barriers, it's not a barrier, but it's totally overcomable, is how much how much more capital intensive houses are to flip or to wholesale out than land. And so HouseTank.com, we set up a site so that investors can throw a bunch of capital at it if you've got a great deal and flip the house and everybody makes a bunch of some money. So, and I was shocked, like, when we launched it, I think 10 or 15 properties immediately got picked up.
People came out of the woodwork for it too. You know, members that, I mean, we always talk about the members who work in the background, and that's who it was. You know, people I haven't heard from in a year or two, and now they're funding.
So what else is on the minds of Land Academy members that's hitting, like, the customer service? We use Help Scout. It's a customer service organization / knowledge base. And I love House Scout. Do you?
Actually? I do. It's incredible. It's streamlined everything the way we can pass it off. I love it.
And it's a whole total history. So if somebody's, let's say somebody, for whatever reason, calls in or sends an email, it tracks their whole history of all the comments that, you know, since they were a member or even before that. So it's really keeps you organized. But anyway, is there anything new this week?
You know, I've seen a lot of people who are running out of land, which has been kind of interesting, and messaging us to buy wholesale from us and things like that. Yeah, we've had a number of members who are saying, I can't keep inventory on the shelf, which I feel like we're, you know, it's always a cycle. But all of the members are cycling through it together right now, which is awesome to see.
I think we're coming off, you know, Jill's theory is everything surrounds child education. So kids are back in school. I just think everybody's making decisions and stuff. I laughed about that for years, but she's right.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, I never used to think about, you know, like summer being slow and things like that too, but it's accurate.
So what do you tell somebody? First of all, have we been selling land then? I know I saw that Hump Day Special / Platinum Buyers Club thing go out yesterday. Do you know if any property sold on that?
I believe that we should have three. There are three that he's working on selling today.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, it's really great. We are selling land, and we have a lot more people interested. But having the Platinum Sellers or the Platinum Buyers Club list has been really helpful. You know, we just send it out to all of our wholesale people, all of our buyers lists. Like the people I've been talking to now, I've been having them sign up for it, and they're ready.
If you want to opt in, listener or watcher, to our Platinum Sellers Club, which essentially is just it's a weekly email that goes on Wednesday that is a spreadsheet attachment of the location of the property, the size, the state, the county, the APN, and it assumes that you're in the business, so you know how to look that stuff up. Saves us a lot of time because we don't have to do a big, huge posting. And then you can just click through, and in a lot of cases, not all cases, click through and check yourself out with your credit card. So it's super cheap. I was looking at it, like there's properties in there for $500. There's also some incredible agriculture property in there for like 13 or 14 grand. So it's pretty funny because it came full circle, because we used to do it right in the beginning in like 2015. Yeah. It was really, really successful. And for some reason, we stopped doing it. I think it was me. I think I said, you know, we need to beef these listings up and make it a little bit better. And it turns out everybody just wants a list and they want to click through it. So if you want to opt in, go to landstay.com and you'll see it right away. Just, you know, to get notices on the Platinum Buyers Club or the Hump Day Special. I guess they're the same thing now.
Yeah, we're taking a break on the Hump Day Special to kind of focus on the Platinum Sellers Club list. But in general, it'll be in the same email. So with the Hump Day Special, we'll just kind of like highlight one of the properties on the list.
Awesome. Anything like you need to announce to our members or anything like that before we say goodbye?
You know, I don't right now. It's kind of been, other than live events, it's been pretty chill, which has been nice.
Awesome, Erin. Thank you for, as always.
Yeah, thank you.
Join us next time for another interesting episode, and we answer your question posted on the online community, landinvestors.com. It's free. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Thanks, Erin.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Definitely. Okay.